tonight. On the way tonight, then. Andy Mossack is back with us. I'm rather happy about this. I haven't seen him or spoke to him in a very long time. Our roving travel reporter. He's here, there, and absolutely everywhere. He's sent us a couple of clues for you and I to figure out where he is. I don't know. I haven't seen the clues yet. First time you'll hear one is half an hour, and then the man himself a little later. What I will say is this. This time of year, in the past, he usually heads west. So if he's stuck with his trend, he'll have gone way out west. Probably a little yee-haw. All of that on the way later. You ready for clue number one for where in the world is Andy Mossack? And we've got the headlines coming up at 11 o'clock. No early clues for the rewind tonight because of it's Mossack night. So here is what's going to happen. I've got a couple of clues. I'll give you one now. I'll give you one after 11 o'clock. We need to track him down where he could be. And then half an hour from now, he'll be on and we'll get the full travel log experience. That's how it works. Here is clue number one. The Outlaws, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid came from here, and their hideout, the famous Hole in the Wall, is not far from where I am at this very moment. I can't believe I've called something. It's actually gone right. I think we've got better music than this, though, for him tonight. The Outlaws, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid came from here, and their hideout, the famous Hole in the Wall. Now, that's a mountain pass, isn't it, a hole in the wall? It's not actually a hole, it's not a cave. It's almost like a pass between these high mountains. It's not far from where he is at the very moment. But where the hole in the wall is, I know what it is, I've no idea where it is. I know it's America. Where do you reckon? 81333RUSS. I do hope he's on a dude ranch like Billy Crystal. That's what I'm hoping. Jack Palance knocking around the pit. That's what I'm hoping for. Facebook.com/LateNightRussell. 0345 303 3333. Maybe you know about your Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The hole in the wall's not far from where he is. Where on earth is he? Now, I do have another clue, and that's coming up just after the 11 o'clock news. So there you go. Think on. A couple of guesses for Andy Mossack here. A couple of early suggestions. Graham in Craig. Hi, Graham. Andy, is he in Texas? Ooh, yeah. All right, then. Yeah, Texas might be... That's a good shout. It's all cowboys, isn't it? But I don't know. I thought they were more... The only thing I remember, this is what's... I'm not sure. I'm sure there are, but there's not that many famous mountains in Texas. Whereas Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, the hole in the wall is like a gap in a mountain where you can get over. You can escape the law. That's where it was. Walter Brennan stood there at the top. Get up, boys! So, thinking about it, Texas is a good guess, I'm not sure. Anonymous here saying, is it Wyoming? Brackets, I know a rugby song about this. Please don't tell us. Get me in trouble. Wyoming, well, that's kind of... That's mountainous, isn't it? Texas, Wyoming. Brian in Mansfield suggesting Wyoming. Keith in Chesy. Wyoming is narrowing it even down. Bighorn Mountains is where we are in Wyoming. Could be. 81333RUSS is in Wyoming. Famous for lots of things. I'm not really sure what Wyoming has done other than the great cowboys and whatnot. And a final sit sound here for Janet and Joe at bbc.co.uk. Let me get a song on. We'll get the headlines for you. The weather with Paul Hudson from the television. And another clue for Andy Mossack tonight. Would you like another clue for Andy Mossack? Now, I've had quite a good selection of guesses and a bit of help tonight, but I did say there were two clues, so I suppose it's only right that I'll best get his proper music on for tonight, just for tonight. Because he's obviously in the States, isn't he? Here is clue number two. And the man himself will be on in about 5 minutes. There is a famous national park here, which was this nation's very first, established in 1872. It's visited by over 4 million people every year and has a geyser called Old Faithful that erupts every 90 minutes. Well, he's in Yellowstone, isn't he? I mean, that is in Yellowstone, isn't it? Or Jellystone, as it's supposed to be, because it's where Yogi and Boo Boo live. Famous national park here, the nation's very first, 1872. 4 million people a year go there. Maybe you've gone there too. And it's got the Old Faithful geyser erupting every 90 minutes. Mix that with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Where exactly do you think he is? Wyoming's been the most popular choice for tonight. Keith, the Bighorn Mountains. Wyoming is where he is. Thank you. Robin Armley suggesting South Dakota. Oh, South Dakota. Mount Rushmore, close to Rapid City. Brian in Mansfield. Hi, Brian. Bighorn County, Johnson County, Wyoming. AAA333RUSS. If one flashes into your mind's ear and you think that's exactly where he is, Russ, and I've been there myself. Well, we have the man. We've managed to track him down. Apologies for the slight delay in getting him on. Every single time we speak to him, he is somewhere truly unique, exotic, surrounded by lovely people doing fabulous things, and just happening across the most amazing occurrences. And we've had a couple of good clues about the hole in the wall not being far from there, which is the hideout of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and the hole in the wall gang as well, they had one. And the famous national park, and an old geyser that erupts every 90 minutes. So let's say a very good evening to Andy Mossack. Hi, Andy.
Yeehaw! How you doing, partner?
Yeehaw! Well, let me... Thinking about it, the country you're in wasn't quite the challenge.
No.
But we think you are in Wyoming.
Spot on.
But where in Wyoming?
On. The arrow hit the bullseye.
Ah. Now, where are you exactly in the fine state of Wyoming?
Well, I'm actually in a place called Wind River, and it's the Wind River area. So it's kind of near Lander, the towns of Lander and Riverton. And it's right on this beautiful Wind River, which is, close to the Rocky Mountains. Oof. And, I think you had a caller who said it's the Bighorn. And the Wind River itself turns into the Bighorn and then goes into Montana where the Custer's last stand was. So it was, it's all real proper cowboy country out here. And absolutely brilliant. I'm having such a fantastic time.
Now, at the moment, we seem to be seeing on the news all the time about how cold it is in certain spots of the states. Now, you are in the mountainous region of America. I mean, is it a bit parky?
It is minus 17 at the moment.
Minus 17?
Yeah, it is pretty cold. That's right. Yeah, it is. It is snow everywhere, and it's proper wild country. I mean, it's vast plains, majestic mountains, and apparently it's the 10th largest state in the USA, but the least populated. I think there's something like one person per 100 acres, something like that. And if you can just imagine, it's just vast. It's vast. But it's a real Hollywood moment, actually. It's quite funny. You should do Posh, the songs.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually here courtesy of Sony Pictures, would you believe? Because I've got all Hollywood on you.
Of course you have. Of course, an international film studio has got you in Wyoming.
Yeah. There's a movie out last year called Wind River, which was actually a very good film. It's a really good film. It stars Jeremy Renner, who is in The Hurt Locker.
Uh-huh.
And it's a murder mystery, and it's set on the Wind River Indian Reservation. And they're releasing the Blu-ray of it on the 22nd of January. So they sent a press trip over to learn about actually where it was shot in the Wind River area. And, it's set in this area. So we're kind of experiencing what it's like to be amongst the Native Americans here and wow. You know, being a real cowboy, and it's kind of a dream come true for me.
Can I just say, Andy, this is I've been doing this now for 18 years, yeah. And I have never had a sweet gig like that. I've never managed one of those myself, but I'm thrilled somebody's getting the sweet gigs, and I'm doubly pleased it's you. So you're living life as a proper cowboy then.
Well, not quite. It's changed a little bit. I haven't quite got on the horse and wearing the hat and the chaps, but I've been having a great time actually, because everybody who comes to Wyoming, if you do come to Wyoming, would go to Yellowstone.
Yes,
or, as you quite rightly said, Jellystone.
Jellystone, like,
smarter than the average bear.
Yes, yeah. That's its full technical name.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's a very big tourist attraction, and Jackson Hole, which is where it is kind of, you know, very fancy town. And this is kind of the opposite end of that. You know, outside of all that tourist area, you've got the real West. You know, these vast prairies, and we've been spending time. Certainly on the Wind River Reservation, I've had some absolutely fascinating chats with the Arapaho and Shoshone tribes. You know, we had a sit down with the elders of the tribes who gave us some fascinating stories about their history and what, you know, the kind of traditions they've got. The tribal elders were just brilliant talking about the stories they had to tell. And, you know, these guys have got, their reservation is over 2 million acres, all right? I mean, it's just huge, but it was something like 10 times that before, you know, the government took it away. But, you know, let's move away from the politics. They've got some very interesting stuff they're doing here because, first of all, they're trying to get their young kids, to appreciate the history and traditions and learn to speak their native language, which is interesting. The big thing is buffalo here, you know. Right. Yellowstone has got the genetically pure buffalo. They've got it like exactly like it was in the 1800s when the Indians were hunting them. And there was something like 60 million buffalo.
Good
and
grief.
And it dropped down to 100.
Wow.
That was disaster. And so the guys here at Wind River are attempting to kind of breed back the buffalo so they can go and hunt them again. And I had a wonderful day out on the plains with their herd. And they've got this, they're breeding a new herd. Fantastic stuff they're doing. And these beautiful buffalo were just, you know, immense for me. Just seeing these beautiful creatures. And they trotted over to us on the back of this trailer. They came over to us. They were that curious. And the Indians call it, it's a life commissary. You know, they call it the Indian version of Walmart. You know, these buffalo, they eat absolutely, well, they use everything about this beast. You know, they absolutely use it all. So just learning about all of that was brilliant. You know, I went out on a day trip with a guy called Art, who's the law enforcer there on the reservation, and he has got three officers to marshal 2.5 million acres. And you know, he's out there and he's looking at all the wild animals they've got to make sure that they're okay for the hunting seasons. And, you know, there's deer and bears, antelope, elk, wolf. Coyote.
It sounds like the kind of place that if you like fresh air, you're going to be happy in Wyoming.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah. And it's kind of all our history. I grew up, you know, watching cowboy movies, you know, and it's like, have you heard of the Oregon Trail?
Yes, I have, yeah.
The wagon trains that went across, and part of that cuts through the middle of Wyoming. So you can literally go and visit the ruts that the wagon trains made in the rock. That's all still there, you know. And it's fascinating to see that kind of ruggedness is really brings it home to me. And the sunsets and the sunrises are just fabulous. And it's proper cowboy country, as I said. I love it.
So how long are you there for?
Down a bit of food too, mate. Around the campfire.
Tell me about the food you've been having, Andy.
Well, there's the odd elk burger is quite nice. They have this thing called Indian fry bread, which is like just as you would imagine, a great big slice of hunk, desperate Dan loaf, with you know, dropped into some deep fried oil. Chicken fried steak, of course, very nice. And do you know what a Rocky Mountain oyster is?
It's a, well, not to put too fine a point in it, Andy, it is a testicle.
Exactly. Yeah, it's something of a delicacy around here.
Have you had one?
I didn't really fancy that. There's a lot of things I'll do for my, you know, for my career, but that's one of the things I'd avoid.
Apparently they are delicious.
Are they?
Yeah, apparently so. Have them fried, put a bit of hot sauce on them, Andy. Absolutely delicious. A touch on the chewy side, but delicious all the same, Andy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You live and learn.
I can't tell you, mate. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped up because I've had a great week. It's been really, really interesting.
So, how easy is it to get to Wyoming, though? Because it is on the tourist trail for all of the reasons that we've spoken about. You know, for Jellystone Park and all of this. But how easy is it to get into? Are there major hubs nearby? Because I don't think there's a major hub in Wyoming, is there?
Not in Wyoming. It's pretty difficult. The easiest way really is what I did. You just fly. You can fly from Manchester direct to Denver, I think. Or there is flights to Denver with BA.
Right.
And then Denver is a quick hop, like a 60-minute internal flight to Riverton, which is where we are.
Excellent.
So it doesn't take long. But and here's an interesting little tidbit for you. The town of Sundance, which is here too, was where the Sundance Kid came from.
Really? I like this.
Yeah, and Cody is another town here. So William Wild Bill Cody.
Yeah, yeah, Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill Cody, yeah. He came from that town. So it's all there, you know, it's amazing. It is great stuff.
Wow.
You know, frankly, the one good thing that's come out of all of this, as far as the tribes are concerned, is that they can gamble. They've got these casinos now because they're outside of American law. So,
have you been in one of the casinos, the gambling establishments?
Yes, rather than go into the hole in the wall, I did get put up in a casino hotel, and
of course,
and they're very, you know, they're just different, but they're very rustic, but. They're making some money out of it, which is good because it's going back into the tribe, which is something they need.
Would you like to know in terms of, like, because there's no twin towns for Riverton?
Is there not?
There's not one twin town for Riverton, but there is a couple of people I could tell you about who are from Riverton if you'd like to know.
Ooh, okay.
Now these are people you may or may not have heard of, Andy.
Come on.
John Bennett Harrington, the astronaut.
No.
Lance Deal, four-time Olympic hammer thrower.
Really? From Riverton?
Yeah. An interesting one. Brett Newlin was an Olympic rower.
Okay.
Kristen Newlin was an international basketball player.
Right.
And here's the final one for you. Daryl Winfield. Do you know the name Daryl Winfield?
No, should I?
No, here's the thing. Daryl Winfield was the Marlboro man who advertised the cigarettes for all of those years.
Really? The guy with the hat?
Yeah, so the Marlboro man is from Riverton in Wyoming. So there it is. I shall let you ride off into the sunset, my friend.
I was singing that song. Yeah, I was singing it. Was it the Big Country?
The Big Country, that's where you are.
I was doing that. Happy New Year as well.
Happy New Year, my friend. Lovely to talk to you. Take care. You'll be back on the road soon, I'm sure. Riverton, Wyoming. What a place. Do you know, I've got to say, I'd love to go there too. Maybe even have the oysters, in quotes. Wow. The real America. A film company is releasing a Blu-ray and they've flown him out there. Why do we get these gigs? Wow. Anyway, it makes us a little bit late. It's 25 to midnight.